everyone, and welcome to the final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Okay, time to go looking for love. Second chance romance time. Dawn, who do we have?
We have Ava, beautiful name, and she's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Ava.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hi, Ava.
Hi. Oh, I'm so excited that you emailed me back. This is awesome. Thank you.
We're excited that you're here. Thank you so much for doing this. We know it's unusual.
Hope you find love.
Yeah. Ava, go ahead. I know you emailed Dawn. She knows the story, but we don't. Tell us your dating story, please.
Okay, yeah. So I met this guy, Zach, online, sort of, you know, typical. But, you know, sort of checked all the boxes. He's handsome. He was hilarious, you know, like, at least online. And then I thought so in person. He was like, okay, you figure out the first date. And I have plenty of ideas. So I was like, let's do a trivia night.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be really fun. And I think it was.
That's a great date idea.
That's a good one. Yeah.
So what happened at trivia? Yeah. Did he...
see any good at
it? Did you beat him really bad?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's good because you can be like, is this person an idiot? Or, you know, you can sort of feel them out. And do they have a good time? So, like, I was really happy because we bonded over sort of weird little animal trivia things that we knew. Like, did you know that a woodpecker can wrap its tongue around its brain? Like, we both knew that.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, okay, this is meant to be.
Okay.
Cool. That's cute. All right. Good. So did you?
Yeah. And, you know, I thought it's also competitive, which I think is fun because, you know, we won. So that's like another point in my book, you know.
What'd you guys win?
And then that also means that the bar covers your tab and gives you gift certificates. So it's just like, that's pretty sweet.
That's a win-win-win-win-win right there.
Yes. Wow. It sounds good. Did anything weird happen or funky?
You know, not that I don't really think so. I think that it was a little hard to hear in there, which, I mean, that's just sort of true of any bar, especially trivia, and the host is on a mic and stuff, and the music in between stuff. But then I was just like, oh, I guess I'll just scooch over and whisper in his ear and stuff. So it's sort of like... forced us together a little bit, which was, I think, cool.
Did you wrap your tongue around his brain?
Yes, metaphorically.
Metaphorically, yeah, great. Ooh. Okay, so nothing weird happened there. What about after the date?
So, you know, I mean, I'm looking for, like, a long-term situation, so sort of no matter what had happened, I wasn't going to be going home with him, but when it ended, he wanted to go, and then he walked me to my car, and we kissed, and it wasn't, like, just a, like, oh, you're nice, bye, kiss, it was good and long, and then he did ask me to come over, and I was like, no, I can't, you know, but I sort of wanted to, but I wasn't going to, because, you know, I just want to have, like, a legit relationship.
Got it. Yes.
I get it.
All right.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you did some personal inventory, which Dawn McClain always appreciates. So, okay. Let me just ask you, I have a version of this every time. At no point, just to reiterate, at no point did you feel friend zone-ish, like you were climbing the friend tree?
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, not really until, like, you know, 3 days later when I texted and didn't hear back, but not in the moment because, you know, we were having a good time. Like, there wasn't any struggle for conversation, and then the kiss doesn't feel very friend-zoney to me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just checking. Just checking. Okay, we're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything. Dude has been on hold. Dawn, he knows that we're asking about a date. So he's been on hold, but he's heard nothing.
Yeah,
so,
we have like sexy saxophone music playing, like hold music, just like you heard at the beginning. So he doesn't know anything you've said.
Nothing. So hold on just a second, okay?
But you'll hear everything he says.
Hold on.
Hold on just a second. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
Hi, Zach. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Am I on?
You are on. That's right. Yes. You're live, so don't cuss or no nudity or anything. But hey, so okay. Thank you for doing this. I know that Dawn told you that you're on a dumb radio show to talk about a date of yours. So we want to ask you about your date with Ava.
Do you remember?
I remember most of it.
Yeah. Most of it. Okay.
Huh? Well, it's our understanding. The reason you're here is it is our understanding that there wasn't much of a date afterwards, or there was no communication or little communication, or there hasn't been another date. Was there a reason why? Was there something wrong with Ava? Was there something wrong with you? Does she have a tail? I mean, tell us the story.
Well, first off, she doesn't have a tail. So get that out of the way, right? But to be honest with you, I don't know. I kind of felt like I was trapped on the date, to be honest with you. Like, we played trivia, which is fine, but we played 3 hours of trivia. And, like, at some point, you know, the game is just over. So, you know, I even told her that I wanted to go a few times, but she ignored me, and she was... I mean, honestly, she was kind of rude to the host, who was just trying to keep the game going. And, like, I mean, I don't know, just to have more fun, I just started drinking just because I needed to do something, and we weren't going. And so, I don't know, if she wants to be friends, I'm open to it.
Oh, just not another, like, romantic date situation.
So it's a friend zone-y kind of thing?
Well, just guys, like, she's really competitive, which is great. Like, and I mean, that's great and that's awesome. Yeah. But it was just like, it was like
a little too much.
It was real competitive. It was like kind of nasty at some points, and just I don't know. Okay. And I just started the old way I was having fun was drinking. She became a drinking buddy after a while, I guess.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. To be honest with you, we obviously found out about you from her. So we are, do we have her on the other line?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zach, we have Ava, we have her on the other line. Say hi to Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Ava.
You know, I mean, I really sort of thought the time flew by and we were having a really good time.
Yeah, it's true. You were having a lot of fun, and then you were also rude to the host when she was just trying to joke around with you. Like you got so incredibly aggressive because you wanted partial points, Ava. You wanted partial points for things. And then, you know, after a while, it was just this jokey kind of thing, and then you just kept pushing and pushing and pushing and berating her and yada, yada, yada. Ooh. It was just so uncomfortable. You know, that was why I just kept ordering drinks. I mean, I was so grateful I had an Uber.
Oh.
I mean, okay, I don't remember that the same, but do you remember kissing me and inviting me to your place? Because that happened.
Oh, no.
yes and no. And honestly, I'm really glad that you didn't take me up on that just because... when Zach gets drinky, Zach wants to have different kind of fun. So I apologize, but Lord. The truth is I just kind of want to be friends.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't think you're any kind of friend of mine. You know what I mean?
Oh,
that makes no sense.
Whose turn is it?
It's mine. I'll do it. It's my last day for a while.
He's going on vacation. This is why he's doing this.
Yeah. If you two want to go to have another rendezvous, we will pay for it.
Don't play bingo. I don't know.
It's a no for me.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm assuming it's a no for you. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Well, You two crazy kids have a great summer alone, or separate, not alone, separate. And I'm sorry, guys, both of you.
Just different personality types, I guess, right? Okay.
Yeah. That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah. Or, yeah, she's hyper-aggressive and I'm not. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Alrighty. Well.
Okay. Okay. Bye, guys. Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you.
Have a great summer.
Okay.
Christmas, New Year's.
Arbor Day. It.